Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hosh geldinese, akşamlar, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. And, well, this evening we're going to start and finish with Mott the Hoople, mainly because Mick Hunter, who was sort of the one with the frizzy hair out of Mott the Hoople, I mean, some people might even call him the Hoople, but, you know, I think he prefers Mott, turned 80. I mean, you know, 80 either last week or the week before, I can't remember now. But, yeah, I just started to imagine these people being 80. He's always a bit of a straight-talking guy. But this is from their difficult second album called Mad Shadows. It was quite a dirge, really. And it was produced by Svengali producer Guy Stevens. And one of his techniques, well, I think one of his quotes was, there were two Phil Spectres in this world, and he was one of them. And he would provoke mayhem, basically. He would throw chairs at walls, and he got quite big eyes. He looks a little bit like, an erstwhile Marty Feldman, if you know him. But Google him, if not. Big eyes and sort of strange hair. And you'd have him going into your face saying, I've stolen your Mars bars. What are you going to do about it? And, you know, that would invoke quite a reaction. And, well, that certainly did with Mott the Hoople. This is the last track on side one from a demo version of this record on Island Records from 1971, I think, very early 1971. This is Walking with a Mountain. It's pretty heavy. Not something the Health and Safety Council would advise either.
I'm going back, a ride to the devil where I
world was a very different place when they made music like that. That was Mott and the Hoople's, or Mott the Hoople from 1971, and that was Walking with a Mountain. And you heard Jumpin' Jack Flash at the end of that. That was apparently, I mean, this is one of those sort of urban legends. I mean, I have no proof for this whatsoever, but apparently they were recording in the same studio as Mick Jagger, or like next door, and he came in and started shaking his ass to that one. Yeah, I mean, it's a story, isn't it? I think it's just far too harmonised and organised to be that spontaneous. But yeah, Walking with a Mountain. What are you walking with? Mr. K of Gare Tepes just called in to say he's walking with a black Labrador. It's probably a bit more sensible than with a mountain. Mrs. F of Umrania, hello Mrs. F, is walking with a bag of kumquats. Yeah. Good one there, Mrs. F. It's nice to be unusual. The connection is Atlantic Records, and Mott the Hoople in America were on Atlantic Records for the first couple of releases anyway, especially I think when they were with Guy Stevens, and they sort of changed over. And also the Dave Pike Set started life on Atlantic Records and then moved to BASFA. That's a acronym and two-thirds, isn't it? I think this album this is from is called Infrared, but the strange thing is the cover's sort of purple, which, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And it was off the back of a success it had. I mean, Dave Pike was a sort of vibraphone player, gone crazy, really. And he sort of changed his hand a little bit to the sitar now and then, or at least he incorporated it into his sound. And they'd had a hit, really, off the album Noisy Silence, Gentle Noise with Mata, and this is from the following year, and this is Raga Jiva Swara, and I'm going absolutely blind with this CD player, so hopefully it's going to go in at the right place. Here goes. Ring that bell. From 1970, that was Raga Jiva Swara, or Raga Jiva Swara from the Dave Pike Set. And Yeah, I thought that was going to happen. So the connection is that the Dave Pike set did a cover of Mother People from Noisy Silence, Gentle Noise in 1969. And that was a Frank Zappa song. Frank Zappa played live in, Fillmore Park East with John Lennon in 1971. Quite famously, John Lennon ripped off that cover and Frank was a little bit cross about it. But we won't go into that now. It takes us to another birthday. We've got Paul McCartney with a birthday coming up this week. And thought I'd play one of his. This is from a Turkish version of this single. It wasn't actually brought out as a single in UK. The single was Eat at Home. This is the B-side, Smile Away, both off RAM. But normally what happened on these 45s is you got a nice mono version. And, let's just see what happened there. We've got as a bit of a treat is Paul McCartney trying to sell that album, introduced by John Lennon. So happy birthday, Paul.
Okay.
Talk about McCartney.
Yeah, of course.
Go ahead, do you
rap? Yeah. Oh, are we on?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, KHJ, that was Paul, wasn't it? Good one. That was one of his goodies. I wanted to play Monkberry Moonlight, but it was too long. If you're tired, and I'm getting tired, of the jeans revolution, but you feel like a Greek in a business suit, to buy a sportswear is the answer.
One, two, three.
goes together, man. You know, put a bit of rockabilly in the ballads, you know, we put a bit of like a shaker, you know, in the choruses, and we're both together, man, you know.
Now hear this song of mine, now hear this, now hear this song of mine, now hear this.
Now hear this, now hear this. That was actually, as I say, that little couple of things you heard there was from a promotional thing that went out to DJs that they played to, well, I don't know, either put people off buying that record or getting them to buy it, one or the other. And that was definitely in mono. My needles were moving at the same time and in the same sort of direction. So that was a bit of a treat for you there. Smile Away from Paul and Linda McCartney, recorded in New York in 1971. Notices, hello, Mrs. C. She's walking, don't often get people walking across some park or other somewhere. Enjoy that. Are you walking with a mountain or are you walking with a Labrador? That's what we'd like to know, Mrs. C. The connection is that Paul McCartney recorded in Lebanon, Tennessee. And, this guy is from Lebanon. His name is Assad Khoury, and this is from 1978, as far as I know. And the sort of cover of this looks like one of those curious, I don't know, it looks like somebody doing a karaoke, but in a sort of slightly yellowed community centre, circa about 1977. It's probably got like a burger van parked outside, but it's quality stuff, folks. Assad Khoury, as I say, he's got an apostrophe at the end of his name, so I don't know if it's some kind of conjugated verb at the end of his name or what, but people have verbs in the name. And, this is called Al Gaba with an H, so I suppose it's Al Gaba. Either way, enjoy it. We'll be right back. That was mental. That was from 1978, and that was Asad Khoury and Al Gaba. And as I say, just you can just, I don't know, wipe the fagash from the cover, as it were. I've got a message from Mrs. K, who's listening somewhere near Leicester. Hello, Mrs. K. Nice to know you're listening from far afield. And she said that sounded interesting. I hope you noticed, Mrs. K, the cat noises at about 1 minute 57. They were pretty, I don't know, tasty, really. And, well, what Mrs. K wanted was something with a bit of a swing. And, well, it's nice to be able to oblige. This is Monty Dunn and Karen Cruz. And one special thing about this album, I'm not exaggerating, I bought this still sealed from 1969, and I'm opening it on air. Can you hear that? And I just, oh, wow. So, I mean, nobody's actually touched this record since 1969. And I'm just smelling inside the cover. It smells of plastic. So I can confirm that in 1969, everything smelled of plastic. I suppose it was vacuum sealed. So, you know, all the seals are gone, but the vacuum's still there. This is a Tim Hardin number. And, well, as I say, it'll sort of satiate Mrs. K's need for a bit of a swing, and this is Yellow Cab and Something for Istanbul. Plenty of them round here. Could even be a blue one. Never before played, folks. Never before played. Yee-hoo!
Jump in a yellow cab, headed for home. I've been in New York City and I've been alone. I ran off the walk, found my woman upstairs. When I went inside, she wasn't anywhere. Oh well, can my woman be sat in love? Tell me where. I got to get her again. She's a woman I love, but she ain't home. I look around outside, inside too. I look around the world, get together with you. Get some living out of life away.
Radio station, episode number. In this show, we go back to the early 1970s and an episode of Fritz's Funny Noises. And this was brought to us by Fritz Telefunken Schlosshausen. And despite its title, was taken by listeners very, very seriously indeed. what Fritz did was to source people from around the world that made strange noises and played rather unusual instruments and bring them onto his show. And so it was a forerunner, if you like, of, I think you'd probably call it world music or world ephemera or something like that. But here's an episode from 1971. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Fritz's Funny Noises. Yes, I'm Fritz Telefunken-Strauchhausen, and as you know, I'm bringing you the ephemera from all around the world. Yes, yes, yes! We will start off with the San Marino Noise Recorder Nerftet, and I've got them in the studio with me. How's the band leader, Louis Pfeffer? Why is it double F, Louis?
Oh, you know, man, because we play loud. We like to play the noise recorders loud, you know?
And Luigi, one question that is perplexing me. It says noise recorder Nerftet, and there are three of you.
Why?
Shh! Don't tell anybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure they won't work it out. And Luigi, one last question. You play the recorder from San Marino with the noise. What is the difference to a normal recorder?
Well, yeah, good question. We play the recorder with the nose. With a normal recorder, you play it with the mouth. That's the main difference.
Thank you, Luigi. That's very good. And now, what are you going to play for us?
We're going to play Lady of Spain.
Good.
All right, boys, don't muck it up.
Nice. It was the San Marino Noise Recorder Nerftet. And now from Wales we have A Pillow of Wind, which is a Welsh male voice choir of air rhythm and whispering. And we have the band leader, Davy Jones. Have you been a monkey, Davy?
No, I'm not that Davy Jones, no.
Why have you chosen to whisper in your performance and also in your normal voice?
Well, me and the boys got together and we decided that the world is exceptionally loud. So we decided that we were going to make a difference by whispering and using a rhythm of air.
And you're going to play a number called the Veil Vixen of Vauxhall. Why is it all your numbers have lots of V's in them?
Well, we think V is phonemically superior to most of the letters in the alphabet in it. Okay, boys.
The Veiled Vixen of Vauxhall, Veneers fans with thin and vigor. The Veiled Vixen of Vauxhall, Veneers fans with thin and vigor.
Very good.
Vindication.
Was lovely.
A pillow of wind there was something quite tasty indeed. And now the last act for tonight, the Ambient Quackers of Manila. And in the studio, I have Antonio from that vocal combination. Antonio, why are you ambient and why are you quacking?
Well, if it's what it is that, we like the quacking because we got together and we thought that quacking is such, you know, a happy sound. And, you know, when I hear the quacks, it makes me feel, you know, full of joy and it makes me want to eat the ice cream and all that kind of thing. So we thought, you know, if we put that together and there's so much ambient stuff around. So we thought, well, you know, that would relax people and we don't want people to be stressed out and stuff. So, you know, we thought we'd put the quacking down on the record. And I think it works quite well, isn't it?
And you call yourselves the Ambient Duck Quackers of Manila. Is this to reach an international audience?
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, we're selling a lot of records in lots of different places, and I just put it down to the fact that people are, like, quacking.
Quack.
Simply delightful.
Well, join me next week for Jacques Saint-Martinique and his walnut shell vibraphone, Mbassi Naboa and his Kenyan sugarcane configuration, and of course Mabel Hartman and her corrugated cardboard choir of Dubrovnik. Good night.
I don't know about you, that was about as funky as a ladybird that's had about seven cups of tea, one with milk and two sugars and the rest with six. That was from 1971, and that was Little Feet and Hamburger Midnight. It's about a song about hamburgers at midnight, I guess. Little Feet, Lovell George and all that sort of thing. It was a bit of a band's band, and that was from their first album that's got a rather nice sort of warm mural on the front, or even a mural, as Ilder Ogden would say. Steve Hoffman Forums. We've got Little Feet. Lowell George played with Frank Zappa. He got fired, I think, for having too much sherry trifle. Frank Zappa wasn't really into that too much. And, of course, there's a Steve Hoffman Forum about... what did Brian Wilson think of Frank Zappa? These people on Steve Hoffman forums, they have a lot of time on their hands, I think. What did Brian Wilson say to think of Frank Zappa? I'll let you decide. I mean, someone has commented here, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's funny that. I don't think anybody's actually asked him directly. Although Frank does, in his autobiography, say that he likes Little Deuce Coupe. There you go. So I think there was a lot of mutual respect there. Somebody said, oh, Brian would have found Frank scary. Oh, I don't know. I think Brian can be pretty scary. I mean, he might be a beach boy, but, you know, wouldn't want to be the wrong side of him, I tell you. Anyway, this is from, I thought, what will you play? Little Deuce Coupe, I Get Around, you know, one of those sort of surf songs. I thought, nah. This is from an album that came out in 1967 called Smiley Smile. Not Smile, but Smiley Smile. I don't know if you know the story behind Smile. There was basically, I mean, it's out now, but it took ages for them to get something together. And it just, well, it just sort of bailed out at the last minute. It took lots and lots of studio time, that sort of thing. And then Brian Wilson just sort of scrapped it and emptied out his swimming pool. I don't know if he'd done that in preparation to record Smiley Smile, or just on a sort of whim and a prayer, if you like. But he decided he was going to record in it because he liked the ambience, which I can see, you know, emptied out swimming pools. That's some way to go, isn't it? And this is from that album. Some of those songs, as I say, were songs that were from Smile, but they were sort of pared down versions. This is not on Smile. It's not. I mean, it's like unlike pretty much anything the Beach Boys ever recorded elsewhere from 1967. And this is from a very battered copy. It seems as though it's been dragged behind a juggernaut three times. But this is She's Going Bald, about a lady who's follically challenged.
Silken hair, more silken hair fell on her face, and no wind was blowing. Silken hair, more silken hair lay near her pillbox down at her feet.
She'd been on a trail.
I peeked in and I saw she'd lost her hair. I thought I would
she
tell
was going
her. When she saw her shining forehead didn't stop, she swooned to the ground.
Really flipped her wheel.
So hard I blew my mind. I blew my cool. I blew myself over. Oh, 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 oh.
Sha-na-na, sha-na-na, na-na-na, na-na-na,
yeah, blow.
Sha-na-na, na-na-na.
She drew a comb across her scalp and brushed what she had left. I tried to salvage what I could and threw it in a sack. She made a beeline to her room and grabbed all kind of juice.
She started pouring it on her head and thought it growing it back.
You're too late, mama. Enough, mama. And upside your head.
No more, no more, no more, no more.
Upside your head. Too late, mama. Enough, and upside your head. You're too late, mama, enough and upside your head.
No more, no more, no more, no more.
La 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 la, la la la. Thank you.
Lovely, lovely. That was from about 1970, 70 something, and that was Maria version 3 by Charles Dumont. I think it's from a film. I'm trying to remember the name of the film now. I think it's called Taxi or Train or something beginning with T anyway. Yeah, it's a cover of the album that's from looks a little bit like Spaghetti Junction. Anyway, I digress. The Connection. Back from the Beach Boys to Russian musician, the Soviet-era Russian musician, Yuri Morozov, is that the Beach Boys, She's Going Bald, and also this song, which is, I'm going to try and pronounce this, Nedzyats Nimo, spot on with my pronunciation, both crash in at under 4 minutes. This is, again, from 1978, and it's called psychedelic, but I think it's, it's pretty funky, and to say it's Soviet-era is, bit of a surprise, really, but here we go. Here's Yuri. Wow, that was Yuri Morozov from 1978, and a title that I'm not, well, I will try and, by popular demand, try and pronounce it once again. Here we go. It is beginning with an N, and it is Nezyaz Nimo. There you are. Mrs. K says she enjoyed that. She was doing some particularly intricate cleaning to it. And I've got a message from Mr. R of... Kidderminster. Hello, Mr. R. He says he's got some washing up to do, and could you play something that might incite him to wash some pots? Well, Mr. R, Always happy to oblige. That's just fairy white, isn't it? I don't know. It's I just feel like I'm covered in soap suds now. The connection is from Yuri Morozov. Let's have a little bit more backing music. Oh, that's lovely. Yuri Morozov, and well, that goes to the early 1980s band The Reducers. And as you can imagine, that's quite difficult. But I did come to the conclusion that neither had ever worked in chewing gum tasting facilities. Yeah, I think that's been verified. Quite legit, really. This is from 1980, and it's called The Reducers, and anyway, it's got some lovely synthesizer work in it, as you might expect. Enjoy. Sounds like some kind of chewing gum advert. That was The Reducers from 1980 and Airways. And the connection is that, funnily enough, that was on EMI Records. And Queen, as you probably know, were on EMI Records in England. And they toured with Mott the Hoople in 1973. In fact, Mott the Hoople were the only band that ever were sort of the headline band that Queen was supporting. You know, got a bit big for the boots. And there was actually an invitation to a backstage party on eBay for that. I think it was going for about 40 or 50 quid. So, you know, it's a little bit of typed out paper saying there's a party tonight, and it says courtesy of CBS Records for Mott the Hoople, because it was in America, and then EMI Records for Queen. Well, I don't know, they were on Elektra in America, so yeah, I don't know, perhaps they haven't got an American recording contract by then. This is from one of those albums that was bought out, I think, in the oil crisis in 1973, and it's like paper thin, and it's on Columbia Records. It cost me about $8, this record, in a shop in New York with a purple carpet. And it's one of those, you know, that you just want to pick up like that. When I smell the cover of it, it just smells, I don't know, like you'd imagine the interior of a record shop to smell like. A lot of my records do, actually. But this one is particularly sort of, I don't know, caked in something. And, well, you can just sort of feel the years coming off here. This is Drive-In Sister. I don't know what you drive-in sister to, but you drive-in sister. And starts off with a nice car starting at the, you know, it's very audiophonic and all that sort of thing. Here goes.
Hey, try the sheep laying hands.
I just sort of let them get out of the car. That was from 1973, from the album Mott. That was Mott the Hoople and Driving Sister. And I think, I don't know about you and I, but it's time to go round the houses. We started off with Mott the Hoople and Walking with a Mountain from 1971. Atlantic Records, that was a nice, sensible collection. It was a collection, but it was a connection all the same. Connected us to the Dave Pike set and Raga Jivaswara. Dave Pike set did a cover version of The Mother People by Frank Zappa. Frank Zappa played with John Lennon in Fillmore East in 1971. Frank got quite cross, but John Lennon played with Paul McCartney and the Beatles. Yeah. And we had Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney in Smile Away from 1971, recorded in New York and played in mono from a Turkish 45. That was a bit of a treat. Lebanon, Tennessee is where Paul McCartney convened with Wings to record some of the Venus and Mars album and some country music that I don't think ever quite saw the light of day. That took us to Asad Khoury, who was from the real Lebanon, but not Lebanon, Tennessee, and Al Gaba from 1978. The fact that Asad Khoury and Monty Dunn nor Karen Cruz had never been top-end fishmongers took us to the their version of the Tim Harding song Yellow Cab. We had Fritz and his strange noises around the radio station, that soap opera in the middle. Then we had Little Feet and Hamburger Midnight from 1971. Steve Offner forums. Somebody with too much time on their hands talked about what did Brian Wilson think of Frank Zappa and what did Frank Zappa think of Brian Wilson. The conclusion was not really very very much, really. It wasn't really very convincing. But then we had the Beach Boys and She's Going Bald. And then we had Maria, version 3. Oh, happy birthday to Brian Wilson. That was what I meant to say there. Because it's his birthday this week as well. Can't forget that. We have Maria, version 3 from Charles Dumont. Both that and Yuri Morozov's Niz Yaznimo crashing at less than 4 minutes. And then we had, the said person, Yuri Morozov, as I live and breathe. Neither Yuri Morozov nor Airways had worked in chewing gum tasting facilities. And that was Airways by the Reducers. Sorry, the Reducers, yeah. And the Reducers were on EMI records and tapes. And so were Queen. Queen toured with Mott the Hoople in 1973. And that took us to Mott the Hoople and Drive-In Sister. Well, I hope you've enjoyed tonight's selection. I hope it's blown your mind, man, and all that sort of thing. Stay tuned for Simon's show. It's coming up next. And hope you keep cool in this coming week. And if you're in England, stay dry. So, to all our listeners, I'll see you next week. Keep calm, keep safe, and keep connected. Good night.
Connections. What I want to do is to get back to you. Connection, I just can't make no connection.
Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.